anybody coming in, a new manager with new players, to try and let them settle down. Obviously, with what happened in the past, over the last couple of years, not winning many games, it was always going to be difficult. And I didn't think it would. I didn't pretend it wasn't myself. We've played really well in patches. We haven't played well in patches. We've dominated games. We haven't dominated games. So it's a topsy turvy start. Not many points on the board, which is vitally important. Which we're trying to put the points on as quick as we possibly can. But there's lots of optimism. We're not rubbish, as I've said before, and we are good. So we've got to have a little bit more good in for a longer period of time, if we possibly can. The boys have had a little bit of feedback, which is good. They've taken everything on board, and we are looking forward to the game on Saturday against Sheffield United.
Going back to Tuesday, Burton Albion, similar to me for the Colchester game, it's very much a game of two halves, another cliche, but is that a little bit frustrating for you, that how so good they are in one half and then the other half let you down a little bit?
It is. They've never let me down, to be fair. You know, we're playing against some good teams, so we have to show a little bit of respect on the teams that we're playing. They're all very competitive and we're still getting to know each other, but that's the most disappointing thing is how good we have been to how bad we have been. We have to close that gap as much as we can and try and play better for a longer period of time. Obviously, the game lasts 90 minutes and that'll come with time.
And then you've been able to reflect on that Tuesday game and see why that is happening.
Well, we showed a lot of composure. We showed a lot of drive. We passed the ball much better. Our interlink play was excellent first half. And our counter-attacking play was really good. We went quick and we went with numbers. We didn't get the ball down, we didn't keep the ball. Even when we did make a good pass, we never held on to it. And that put us under pressure, and they were on the front foot. They upped the pace of touch, which I said after the game. And they moved the ball about, and we just didn't stop the flow. And we were punished with a second goal, which was a free kick in the top corner that I don't think any goalkeeper would have saved.
And talking of the pitch, there's a lot of talk about that last season. Played on it a couple of times now. It does look in good condition. Reports from the players?
The reports from the players is really, really happy. The pitch is excellent, so there's no excuses there. As I say, the first half we moved it about well. We passed it well on a pitch that was really good, and we took our chance. We need to take more of our chances if we possibly can, to just give us that little bit of a breathing space and to be less tense trying to win a football game. Even though we're not in the past. I know Blackpool haven't won for quite a while, but we've only not won in four games. So we have to try and arrest that as quick as we possibly can in them four games that we've played. As I said, we've played well in patches. We need to do them patches bigger, and we need to try and get the win as quick as we can so we can relax a little bit when we're playing some good football.
And good to see Jack Redshaw actually get on the score sheet.
That's brilliant. He has been threatening. He has been getting the chances, and he's putting his body on the line by getting into the positions to score. And when somebody takes people on and puts a good pass to him, we want him to stick it in the back of the net. He's had another chance with a left foot shot, which has been cleared off the line. So he is getting chances, which is great for me.
Injuries for this weekend?
Fully fit squad, hopefully, from what was played against Burton. So it's a good selection problem.